I didn't know I couldn't do that. Time for today's commentary, brought to you by Washington Federal. Washington Post reporter David Farenthold, who won the Pulitzer Prize for documenting how the president ran his charity, has made another discovery, as we learned yesterday. The Trump Foundation tax returns signed by Mr. Trump.
You're signing this under penalties of perjury, that you're attesting that everything in here is correct to the best of your knowledge.
The problem being, those returns contained incorrect information.
At four different times, he signed that under penalty of perjury, and the return was wrong.
And lying on a tax return is, of course, a felony, but only if you lie knowingly.
You have to prove that they knew the law and they violated it anyway. And Trump's defense in this case has been the old Dave Chappelle line, I didn't know you couldn't do that.
And as a result, he doubts the president will be prosecuted. But now, before anybody starts fuming about that, let's all take a deep breath and think about how donating to your own charitable foundation might actually be a very American thing for other people to do.
I talked to a lot of lawyers for this story, and that's the question they raised. If the president is going to get away with signing false tax returns, how do you prosecute anybody else for that?
Exactly. So maybe you just roll with it. And in the unlikely event you do get pulled over by the IRS?
Sorry, officer, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
And then just drive away.